This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. We're live at the Globe where the Rangers take on the A's tonight. Season tickets for 2025 on sale now. It is time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, the king, Broadus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Someone texted me and reminded me about Nnamdi Asamoah. What we, you know, when we started talking about
that was, yeah,
guys amazing. That we, like free agent dudes, like we were all like excited
go
about.
Go get them, break the bank
I was
for
like
them.
Going, God dang, I forgot about that name, Nnamdi Asamoah. I remember being in the press box in San Antonio, and we're looking down on the field, and it's Jerry, Rob Ryan. They're practicing, and they're passing the phone around during practice, like recruiting him, is what they were doing. They had him. They were trying to get the guy to come, and then he goes on to Philadelphia. But they were during the practice, you could tell that they were, you know, they were passing it around to try and get everybody. To get him signed up. I was like, all right, here we go. We were doing like live commentary about it. Like we're all in the press box, like talking. Okay, what are they doing? What are they getting? All this going back and forth and stuff. Like it's kind of crazy.
Rob Ryan
on the phone trying to get that done. But anyway, all right. On Friday, you know, I always like to try and have fun. I saw Dawson's Mrs. Baird's Grab and Go donut bag over there, right?
Put it on the webcam here.
Lucius, are you with us today, too? Are you with us today? Lucius, you're busy.
Physically, I'm here, yeah.
Okay, I need you for this game, if I could, all right? So we're going to play a little Friday game is what we're going to do.
Okay.
And I looked up something because I was curious. I was just curious about, you know, what are the worst things you can eat?
Like from a health standpoint?
Yeah, and I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you two things.
Not
and
good.
You got to tell me what is the worst of the two things I'm going to give you to eat.
Okay.
We're going to play this game, okay? You ready? Because, like I say, the grab-and-goes are and the grab-and-goes are on here.
The grab-and-goes are
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they're on here.
Well, it's inspired by
It's
them.
Inspired by.
So shout out to Mrs. Baird, by the way.
Yeah,
man.
I just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
She's still getting it done.
All right.
Sweet lady.
Chief, I'll start with you on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is coming from dietitians. This is a dietitian top 25 of the worst things you can eat.
Problem with that is oftentimes the D in dietitian stands for dumbass.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So hopefully that's not the right. case here.
Okay, here we go. Fruit canned in syrup.
Okay.
Or diet soda. Which is the worst for you to eat, Chief? Or consume? How about that? Fruit in canned syrup or diet soda?
I'm sure that canned syrup is important there, but I would still say I'd rather put fruit in my body than whatever the heck a diet soda is.
So you're saying?
So I would say the fruit is healthier.
You're saying the fruit's healthier,
but it's probably got more sugar in it.
Okay, how
Disagree.
About you, Dawson?
I'm gonna say the fruit syrup's the worst. It's that high glucose corn syrup stuff.
Okay, so you're saying that's the worst. Okay.
Yep.
Lucius, what's the worst for you? Fruit canned in syrup or a diet soda?
Syrup or diet soda. I would say the diet soda's worse.
Boys?
Thank you.
It's the fruit canned in syrup is the worst.
Damn, and they give that to the kids, like young kindergarten age.
Remember that? Remember that Del Monte used to pop the can of it open, and it's like, oh, hey, and your mom's giving it to you like, oh, here, have this.
Yeah. We're eating healthy today.
She might as well hand you a cigarette. You know? Hey, here, have a cigarette while you're doing the...
Ooh, I usually like cigarettes after spicy food.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get to a nice American cigarette conversation in the news dump here in a few minutes.
That's number one. That's the worst thing you can eat, canned fruit cans and syrup. That's the worst.
That's worse than whatever Dawson's eating out of Mrs. Baird's grass.
That's just some mystery chemicals.
That was 1:4. That was 1:4 right there.
Okay, so diet soda's not good.
That's crazy. All right.
Dawson.
Yeah.
Low-fat peanut butter or salami?
Oh, God.
I'm going to say salami. Too many preservatives.
How about you there, Lucius? Low-fat peanut butter or salami?
Low-fat peanut butter.
Chieftain?
What is more unhealthy?
Yes.
Yeah, I will probably go with the processed meat there as well.
Guys, this was a 5-9 matchup.
Okay. Close call.
Low-fat peanut butter is worse for you than salami.
Wow. Okay.
Because what is low-fat peanut butter? What is that?
Yeah, what's in there?
Yeah. What are you doing to the peanut butter?
That's what they say.
I have heard that there's...
They're trying to trick you with the words.
There's some gut irritants in the peanut butter. Yeah. I have heard that. I've just tried to ignore it because it's so good.
All right. Here we go. This is an 11-13 matchup.
Okay.
Packaged butter flavored popcorn.
Oh, wow.
Fire.
Yeah.
Or Dawson's Donuts.
I mean, you got to...
Oh, really? I'm not doing too bad.
The donuts have to be
worse. I thought this would be top five.
Today you've consumed number four. Yeah.
How is that only... How can that be?
Let's go.
Just fake bread dipped in fake sugar.
Lucius,
With some ingredient that keeps them fresh for months.
Years.
On the shelf. That's got to be horrible.
That's insane.
Lucius, tell me, is it... A packaged butter flavor popcorn or donuts? Which one is worse for you?
If that popcorn didn't have that buttered flavor, it'll probably be better than the donuts, but I'm going with the donuts because what is that buttered flavor? What is that?
Yeah, something fake. You never know.
Yeah, it is. It's a science experiment.
Houston, what are you going with there?
Does it melt?
It doesn't melt. Like the ones that are already in the package, and you open it up and have to spread it on there, it didn't melt the whole time. What is this?
That
it didn't stiffen up. What are you doing?
Yeah. I do think the donuts, like just my brain says that
the
bread dipped in sugar should be worse.
Yeah.
So you're saying the donuts
is worse.
Okay. Lucius, what did you say? Did you say donuts?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Dawson?
Worse? Which one is the worst?
Yeah, which one was worst?
I think it's that butter stuff on the popcorn.
Oh, the butter popcorn. I'm sorry. I got to hear better.
It's okay.
Dawson?
I'm going to go with the donuts. They will constipate you.
This was an 11-13 matchup.
Yeah.
It's a packaged donuts.
Yeah, they're worse.
They're worse.
Yes.
They're worse.
Okay, finally, common sense wins out for the first time.
We have time for one more.
The history of this game.
It has enriched flour.
Yeah,
what is that?
Fortifying.
What is that?
Fortifying.
I mean, how bad could sodium aluminum phosphate be?
Yeah. Okay.
Aluminum.
Here's the final one. Here's the final
one. Shout out to the FDA for approving it, too.
Here's the final. I got two of these, but I'll maybe come back with the next one. Okay. Chief.
Yes, sir.
Using microwave.
You got the micro.
You need a shot of vodka. You need a shot of vodka.
Microwavable rice. Rice in a microwave.
There you go.
Or low-fat ice cream. This is an 18-20 matchup.
Yeah, wow. I will say that they'll say the ice cream's worse because of all the sugar and crap that's in there. So I will say the ice cream is worse than the rice.
Dawson?
There's no way the rice is worse.
So you're going ice cream?
Yeah.
Lucius?
I hope not, because I definitely use a microwavable pack of rice for lunch today with my chili.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, man, it's amazing, dog.
So everybody went ice cream?
Yes.
18-20 matchup. The rice is worse for you.
Damn! Oh, my God!
Than ice cream?
Yeah.
Sorry, Lucius.
Come on, bro! I'm just trying to do the right thing.
All right, one more.
Even
one more.
I got to do
one more. One more here. All right, this is a 21 versus 24 matchup. This is, okay, Dawson.
It's a couple of slap teams.
Yeah. Sweet Tea.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Impossible Burger from Burger King.
Oh, wow. We already know what it is, man.
Sweet Tea's worse.
Lucius?
I'm going to say the Impossible Burger because it's a whole lot of ingredients that are not really ingredients. They're like car parts.
The impossibly healthy burger. There's no way that burger's healthy. It's impossible that there's any good flavor with that. It's impossible that you eat that burger and feel better about yourself afterwards. It's impossible that that should be consumed by a human being.
21 versus 24.
Yep.
The Impossible Burger. Yeah. Thank you, Jim. Wow. I appreciate it.
Well done. Fake meat. Krusty's Corner, every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. You're going to need it after all that unhealthy food, give you the sweats.
Dawson's had two of them today.
Yeah, it's my diet, top 25. Hey, Friday news dump coming up next, Chief. What do you got?
We have a DFW sausage update. Do you find yourself eating more of that these days? Plus, the death of the heater next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.